Contemplating today's Gospel, Liturgical Day, Tuesday, 5th of Lent. The Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "I am going away, and you will look for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come." So the Jews said, "He is not going to kill himself, is he? Because he said, 'Where I am going, you cannot come.'" He said to them, "You belong to what is below. I belong to what is above. You belong to this world, but I do not belong to this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins." So they said to him, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "What I told you from the beginning, I have much to say about you in condemnation. But the one who sent me is true, and what I heard from him I tell the world." They did not realize that he was speaking to them of the Father. So Jesus said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him." Because he spoke this way, many came to believe in him. Commentary by Father Josep Maria Manresa from Barcelona, Spain. When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am. Today, the fifth Tuesday of Lent, only 1 week away from the contemplation of our Lord's Passion, he invites us to look at him in anticipation while redeeming us from the cross. As Saint John Fisher said, "Our high priest is Christ Jesus. Our sacrifice is his precious body, which he immolated on the altar of the cross for the salvation of all men." We read in John's Gospel, "When you lift up the Son of Man." Indeed, the crucified Christ, the lifted up Christ, is the great and final sign of the Father's love towards the fallen humankind. His open arms stretch out between heaven and earth, outline the indelible sign of his friendship with men. By seeing him like this, lifted up before our sinful glance, we shall realize that he is, and then, as those Jews that were listening to him, we shall also believe in him. Only the friendship of he who is fully acquainted with the cross may provide us with the inheritance to get us into the Redeemer's heart. Pretending the gospel without the cross, stripped of the Christian sense of mortification, or infected by the pagan and naturalist ambience which prevents us from understanding the redeeming values of suffering, would place us in the terrible conjuncture of having to hear from Christ's lips, "After all, why should I go on speaking to you?" Let our serene and contemplative look of the cross be a question to the crucified, whereby, with noiseless words, we ask him, "Who are you?" And he will answer that he is the way, the truth, and the life, the stock without which we poor vine shoots will not be able to bear any fruit, because only he has words of eternal life. And thus, if we do not believe that he is, we shall die by our sins. However, we shall live despite everything, and we shall already live in this world a heavenly life, if we take from him the joyous certitude that the Father is with us, that he will never leave us alone. In this way, we shall imitate the Son, by doing always what pleases the Father.